Pope Benedict XVI has just left the Armenian Cathedral in Istanbul and is currently in a private meeting with the Armenian Patriarch. Just over an hour ago, he visited Istanbul's famous Blue Mosque. It's only the second time a Catholic pope has visited a mosque. The first was by Pope John Paul II in the year 2001. Philippa Hitchin is in Istanbul with the pope and has the story.
Both interreligious and ecumenical relations were high on Pope Benedict's agenda on Thursday afternoon as he visited first one of Istanbul's most famous monuments, the great Hagia Sophia, and then made an unplanned stop at the nearby Blue Mosque. The visit to the museum, previously known as Hagia Sophia, was closely scrutinized by the world's media, since this monumental structure, dating back to the 6th century and filled with glittering mosaics, was once a stunning Byzantine basilica, transformed into a mosque after the conquest of Constantinople in the mid-15th century. The visit to the nearby Sultanahmet Kami, or Blue Mosque as it's commonly called, was a last-minute addition to the papal program aimed at underlining Pope Benedict's respect for all Muslim believers. Following Islamic tradition, Pope Benedict removed his shoes before stepping onto the prayer mats inside the mosque together with the Grand Mufti of Istanbul and a group of imams who showed him around the huge domed building. As the Mufti pointed out the mihrab, which indicates the direction of Mecca, the two men stopped together for a few moments of silent meditation before exchanging gifts of mosaics and pictures featuring decorative doves, an important sign of the desire to overcome past tensions and forge together a path of peace.
And earlier today, Pope Benedict attended a liturgy presided over by the Ecumenical Patriarch. Philippa has this report.
Thursday's events in Istanbul really mark the main focus of Pope Benedict's pastoral journey to Turkey to strengthen and improve relations between the Catholic and Orthodox churches. In the morning, the Pope returned to the Patriarchal Church of St. George, where he'd been welcomed by Bartholomew I the previous evening, and took part in the Divine Liturgy marking the feast day of St. Andrew, patron saint of the Orthodox world. Over recent decades since the Second Vatican Council, it's become traditional for Catholics and Orthodox to make exchange visits to Rome and Istanbul to celebrate each other's feast days. In his words at the liturgy, Pope Benedict gave thanks for the many positive developments that have taken place since Pope Paul VI and Patriarch Athenagoras took the vital step in December 1965 of lifting the mutual anathemas or excommunications that were proclaimed in 1054 when the Church divided into East and Western Christianity.
In this way, they confirmed a decisive shift in our relationship. Since then, many other important steps have been taken along the path of mutual rapprochement.
Just as Jesus called the two brothers, Andrew and Peter, to become fishers of men, Pope Benedict said the successors of those apostles, the Patriarch and the Pope, are called to the same and ever more urgent task of spreading the gospel and promoting its traditions and values. Noting that the divisions which persist among Christians today are a scandal and an obstacle to the proclamation of the gospel, the Pope renewed the invitation issued by his predecessor, Pope John Paul II, to promote sincere dialogue and discover new ways in which the Petrine ministry can be exercised in a service of love which is recognized by all concerned.
It is on this basis that Pope John Paul extended an invitation to enter in a fraternal dialogue aimed at identifying ways in which the Petrine ministry might be exercised today.
That same desire to make real progress in the ecumenical dialogue was reiterated in the joint statement, which the two leaders went on to sign after the liturgy in the adjoining residence of Patriarch Bartholomew. The statement, read aloud in French by the head of the Vatican's Council for Christian Unity, Cardinal Walter Kasper, stressed especially the vital work of the Mixed Commission on Theological Dialogue, which met recently in Belgrade, and is seeking to resolve some of the main obstacles still dividing the two churches. For the third time in 3 days, the statement also raised the plight of people in the Middle East, calling for peace in the land where Jesus lived, and especially for a more authentic dialogue between people of different faiths there, in order to fight against violence and discrimination. Above all, the statement reiterated the shared belief that killing innocent people in the name of religion is an offence to God and an offence to human dignity. The statement also said both Catholic and Orthodox leaders view in a positive way the developments regarding the formation of the European Union, stressing that all efforts must be made to protect religious freedom and safeguard the rights and traditional practices of ethnic and religious minorities. Europe, the message said, while remaining open to other religions, must preserve its profoundly Christian roots, traditions, and values. Almost more than the spoken or written words, though, it was the warm embrace between the Pope and the Patriarch at the end of these formal ceremonies that brings a new sense of optimism and hope to this dialogue and to the efforts by so many Christians to bring about the full and visible unity of the churches. In Istanbul, with Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.